It's just 10 days till this guy's birthday. Jason Cairns, good morning.
Good morning.
It's a different you for birthday 52 in 10 days, isn't it, physically?
For sure. I'm much less of a person than I used to be, so that's a good thing. Last November, I remember sitting in our living room talking to Heather and just crying, saying I felt hopeless about my weight, and now here I am more than 100 pounds down, and it's definitely a different space. I feel much healthier than I did a year ago.
And I mean, I hope this is an inspiration for people. I mean, just because, and you've been real with me, and I think here on the air we've talked about, you know, diets, you know, losing weight and then gaining it back, I mean, time after time after time, right?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, you know, and certainly the hope is that isn't the case this time. Yeah. I feel like I have a different mindset that, you know, I'm absolutely less able to eat now than I could before, which is a huge factor. And, you know, and so I am trying to use a realistic approach in terms of how I'm coming at eating and knowing what may be coming down the line. You know, because I think that's a big thing with weight loss people run into is the regain component.
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah. And I mean, how much weight have you lost since you started to embark on all this?
I think 107 pounds.
And how much are you overall? Where do you want to kind of stop that?
I had told my surgeon I would like to stop at about 225, so I have about 12-13 pounds left to get to that. And, you know, we'll see how it looks. I'm still, I think, still technically overweight if I reach that point. You and I were talking a little bit about that over the last couple of days.
What did you tell me on Saturday, one label that you had dropped?
That I was under, I'm no longer obese. You know, and you had commented, I thought you looked skinny.
I know.
And, you know, and that's one of the interesting things with, you know, I think a lot of like the BMI charts and so forth. But I, you know, I feel good. I'm glad to not have that, to be in that obese category anymore. So,
yeah. Well, happy for you and inspiration.
You.
And I got to say, I mean, I've known other people who've had this surgery and for, you know, the follow-up is getting the exercise and you with the daily walk and then saying, you know, I'm out there at Hoffman Hills. You know, hiking by myself, I mean, and just, that's great. Great example.
Yeah, with it getting colder, it's like, okay, I got to keep doing this.
Yeah.
You know, and making the adjustments for it and whatnot. But trying to get out there.
That becomes challenging in the winter,
yeah,
right?
So, right, for sure.
All right, well, let's see. I want to do a couple of things in Scripture today. One of them is we were in Acts yesterday, Acts 9, 23 to 25. And I guess you read that, and so we had it from the Scripture yesterday, and largely your devotional commentary is, I'll read it. Here's what you say. As the Jews in that region began to realize that Saul was not momentarily delusional, but that something fundamental had changed in his spirit, their confusion turned to hatred. They began plotting how to kill him to silence his testimony. Saul caught wind of their plan and told the disciples with whom he had been staying. They discovered that the Jews had lookouts stationed at the city gates around the clock to capture Saul. So he escaped through a hole in the wall, his friends lowering him in a basket. I was far from done with him. I mean, wow. I mean, you've got the Damascus Road conversion, and then all of a sudden people want to kill the guy.
Yeah, you know, and I what is it that groups of people can get kind of whipped into this frothy frenzy? You know, we see this with the trial of Jesus. You know, we see it here again. You know, how do people move from, hey, we disagree, to, hey, let's kill him? You know, what takes us there? And I think for each of us to be able to search our own hearts and say, how do we get to this point where we would rather see the death of someone, to see them killed, attacked, maybe even take up arms against? And, you know, and so Paul, I think, was right to escape. You know, he was in grave danger here.
Is it that we're and to what degree is religion involved, I guess?
Yeah.
And then to what degree are we so caught up with our rightness and our crusade, I guess?
Yeah, right. You know, I mean, the word crusade, you know, that applies, you know, in the past where with violence they tried to advance Christianity. And, you know, and so, of course, there's this religion is absolutely can be tied in with this. And For all of us, for me especially, I want to step back and say, is how I'm engaging loving? Is how I'm engaging other-centered? Am I seeking to understand, or you know, to really get to know with compassion, with love, what's going on, or am I just trying to make my way understood?
Uh-huh. Good stuff here. We'll leave it there this morning. Okay. This is just too good to pass up. This voicemail left by a listener this morning. Give it a listen.
Hello. My name is Jenna Fiverling, and I just feel like everybody needs to hear Praise the Lord. I don't know. I can't remember the author, but it goes, when the devil comes trying to get me, gonna praise the Lord. And I think everybody needs to have that reminder because every day is a struggle sometimes, and we need that little oomph to remind us. So, all right, thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you, Jenna. You too. And I think you're thinking about Micah Tyler's Praise the Lord on the WIB Wake Up Show. Good morning.
I remember when a long-lost sinner met a good God. I remember when my heart was broken, but now it's not. I've tasted and I've seen, you've been so good to me. From the moment that you changed my life, God, you never stopped. I'm gonna sing. Try to get me, gonna praise the Lord. From the moment when the sun starts rising till the sun goes down, I'm surrounded by a million mercies. I can feel them now. I've tasted and I've seen, you've been so good to me. Got a melody inside my heart, oh.
Well, diving into the October Connect Month mailbag, like real mail here.
Yeah, love getting the good old-fashioned snail mail letters. Again, October Connect Month. Connect in whatever form or fashion. It could be text, it could be social media message, email, phone call, in-person visit. Those are all wonderful, but still love seeing, again, letters coming through the mail as October Letter Month became October Connect Month, and it's great to see so many of you taking the time to put pen to the paper and let us know how the WWIB radio ministry is part of your life. Thank you.
Yeah, so Linda from Rice Lake, thanks for the $50 support, and she says, started listening in 1973, and she said, listen at various times, especially in the morning, love hearing Caleb. I had him in Awana.
I know exactly who that is.
Enjoys music on Sunday night. She misses Mabel Louise. Wonderful example of a Christ follower. Loved her teaching. Thank you to Linda.
Thank you, Linda. This is from Teresa from Chippewa Falls. She says, our family listens to news, weather, and music. Mostly, we've been listeners to WWIB since 1985. We went to many concerts in Eau Claire that you sponsored through the years. She says, we grew up on a family farm, and my dad always had the radio tuned to WWIB. She says, we became Christians due to the influence of hearing the gospel truth preached on WWIB. Thank you for serving Jesus to reach the world by the sound wave. She says, God bless you all. Thank you so much, Teresa from Chippewa Falls, for that wonderful message.
We've got David and Sandy in Galeville say, I was taken to a fundraiser in La Crosse and met Warren Stewart. I started listening when we got far enough north to hear your original station out of Cornell. We now listen to the La Crosse station at 93.7 FM. It says, thank you. Keep up the good work.
Fantastic. And this comes from Whitehall, from Virgil and Linda. They say, we've been listening to WWIB since 1989, 35 years. They say, yes, we go way back and remember Mark's early days. They say, Mark and Caleb keep us entertained every morning. They know how to give interesting trivia. Focus on the Family is our favorite program, they say, as we learn a lot about marriage, faith, and parenting. They continue, thank you for having news and sports and weather reports. Very helpful. And they say, most of all, the music you play points us to Jesus and praising God. They say, we refocus as we listen to solid Christian music. Thank you to the entire staff at WWIB. We appreciate and depend on you. Again, Virgil and Linda from Whitehall with a wonderful October Connect letter. Thank you so much.
All right, Tuesday trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show on a 36-degree Tuesday, October 15th, smack dab in the middle of October Connect month, Caleb.
And we love hearing from you, and here's one of the ways we can interact at 715-723-2555. Call in live to the studio line to answer our trivia question. And this time we've got some brand new hot off the presses prizes from Mac Powell. Of course, his brand new song, I Love Jesus. And we have an awesome kind of a navy blue shirt that says I Heart Jesus on the front of it. Again, it's kind of a goldenrod yellow plus the navy blue and a really great artistic looking heart on the front and the back. And also accompanying it is a cool wristband that also says I Love or I Heart Jesus on there with Mac Powell on it. So anyway, these are really cool looking. And I'm probably not doing a great job describing them, but it's a fantastic T-shirt, and we'd love to put it in your hands if you can solve our trivia. The question is this, and again, 715-723-2555. Almost 8 in 10 of us are confused by these. Almost 8 in 10 of us. So the majority of us, almost 8 in 10 of us are confused by these. Find these confusing. What is it? And I think sometimes it's like I can think of all the other things that it seems like other people are confused by, but got to look inward and say, you know what? Am I one of the 8 in 10? Maybe I am. Probably.
Yeah. All right. That's quite a few confused by it. 723-2555, 723-2555 for the Mac Powell I Love Jesus T-shirt. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Paul.
Hey, Paul. Ballard.
Good morning, guys. I know this one. The tax code.
Yeah, that's a great guess.
Is it 8 in 10 of us confused by the tax code, Paul?
Is that what we're looking for?
No, because it's probably 10 out of 10. Yeah. Right? Thank you, Paul. Almost 8 in 10 of us are confused by these or find these confusing.
All right, 723-2555. Hopefully you're not confused by the question.
Almost 8 in 10 of us confused by these. Confused by what? 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? I believe. Hello, hello, hello. All right.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, what's your name?
There you
where are you calling from?
Hi. My name is Faye, and I'm calling from Prairie Farm.
From Prairie Farm, all right.
Go ahead.
Roundabouts.
Is it roundabouts? I was waiting for someone to guess that one.
He's confused by roundabouts. Yeah, when you say these,
it's not roundabouts. But just when I think I know how to navigate them correctly, then you get into like those double or triple ones, and it's, am I as confident as I should be in roundabouts?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, thanks for the call. Let's go to another one. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tom from Eau Claire.
All right, Tom.
The pronouns.
Pronouns. Yeah, okay.
I mean, are they, you know, all the different pronouns?
Sure.
We don't know whether they're a man or a woman because nobody knows.
Right. Let's find out. That's not what we're looking for, but thanks for that one.
715-723-2555. Almost 8 in 10 of us confused by these or find these confusing. What is it?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Paul again.
All right, Paul.
What do you think?
Just a quick public announcement from an ex-trucking company owner. If you have two lanes going into a roundabout and there's a commercial vehicle in one of the lanes, they have the right-of-way. So if you get run over by a truck in a roundabout, it's your fault. And I'm going to guess instructions on furniture construction.
Oh, yeah, right.
Okay, like the do-it-yourself furniture instructions. Yeah,
like putting an entertainment center together.
About anything, as we get to Christmas, trying to put together those kids' toys. That's not what we're looking for.
Thank you, Paul.
Thanks.
Public service announcement there, too. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tiffany from Osseo.
Hi, Tiffany.
What do you think?
Is it Rubik's Cubes?
Is it Rubik's Cubes?
We're confused by
cubes.
These. some people, like, what was it? The Pursuit of Happiness. Will Smith's character was able to figure it out. But is that what we're looking for? No.
Fun fact, I have a guy I went to school with, Noah, who actually has a YouTube channel that's pretty much dedicated to solving various Rubik's cubes.
Really?
It's very fascinating.
Wow.
Yeah. Just fun fact.
Got an app and a YouTube channel for everything these days. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Maddie Drouse from Bruce.
All right, Maddie.
And I think Rubik's Cube.
That actually was just guessed right before you, Maddie. You can have a bonus guess, though. Do you have a bonus guess?
Anything else?
Okay.
Robocalls. All right. Is it robocalls?
Confused by robocalls. That's not it, Maddie. Thanks for the call.
Thanks for the call from Bruce. Almost 8 in 10 of us are confused by these. Find these confusing. What is it?
All right. Three more calls.
Three more.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Piper from Kennan.
Hey, Piper.
What do you think?
Pipe up here.
Is it setting up tents?
Setting up tents. That could be confusing. That's sure. Is that what we're looking for Piper? No. Go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello.
You got to guess, otherwise Caleb's going to get into a setting up tent story, which no one needs, so.
Go ahead. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This from La Crosse.
Mike. Hey, Mike.
I'm going to say smartphones.
Smartphones. Yeah, they could be confusing. I mean,
sometimes we don't feel as smart when we're using our smartphones.
Yeah, to try to know everything that it can do, right? But that's not it.
Thank you, Mike. One guess left here before we have to boot this off past 8:15. Tuesday trivia continuing here on the WIB Wake Up Show. The number to call, 715-723-2555. The prize on the line, a fantastic T-shirt from Mac Powell, an accompanying wristband as well. It's a primary color of navy blue with some beautiful yellow accents as well, and a great artistic heart on it that says I love or I heart Jesus. It is a very comfy feeling T-shirt, and it's a size large. And again, a wristband comes with it as well.
And I've got a text message from one of our great listeners, Packer Bob in Rice Lake, who says, we heart Jesus. He says, Brenda and I are heading over to Green Bay this Friday to see Big Mac and the band.
Well, man, you should call in. You should call in and try to win this, because then you could wear it when you go there. So here's the question. Almost 8 in 10 of us are confused by these. Almost 8 in 10 of us find what confusing? 715-723-2555. Almost 8 in 10 of us are confused by these. 715-723-2555. What could the answer be for a chance to win this swag from Mac Powell?
All right, to the phones we go. I think this is Paul and Willard. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Paul.
Hey, let's try the nutritional guides on products.
The nutritional guides on products, like labels and things of that nature?
Do you find them confusing?
Well, on the side of food where it says calories and what daily percentages.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
I'm assuming if you're asking, it's wrong. But
do you find those confusing?
Yes, very confusing.
Yeah,
I do.
Well, you know what, Paul? A lot of other people do because you are exactly right.
Are you serious?
Yes, 78% of people find food and nutrition labels confusing. You have solved Tuesday trivia faster than anyone has in a long time. Well done, Paul.
Good job.
Thank you so much.
You're going to have a terrific Mac Powell I Love Jesus T-shirt, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, hold on here, and we'll specify things. Yeah, so 8 out of 10 of us confused by those nutrition labels on food, Caleb.
Yeah, and you know what? If folks are saying, man, I wanted a chance to guess, and he got that so fast. Well, the fun is that because Tuesday Trivia was solved on a Tuesday for the first time in a while, Win It Wednesday becomes kind of a game day, and so we're going to come up with a game for you, and we'll give you a chance to win tomorrow as well on Win It Wednesday with a game. Well, over the last century, things have changed quite a bit. We've got some perspective here, and very interesting. Approximately 100 years ago, Halvo, the average life expectancy here in the U.S. was about 58 years.
Wow, and I think for ladies now, it's like around 81, and for guys, maybe upper 70s. 100 years ago, less than half of U.S. homes had indoor plumbing.
Wow. What a difference one century makes. Uh-huh. Approximately 100 years ago, a three-minute coast-to-coast telephone call cost $20.
Boy, I mean, even in my life, I can remember, you know, you'd call collect, or that was the whole thing, right? On Father's Day, people called collect. 100 years ago, the maximum speed limit in most cities was 20 miles an hour.
Huh. What a difference a century makes. Here in the Wib Wake Up Show, approximately 100 years ago, most births in the United States took place at home.
Interesting. Yeah, 100 years ago, 1924, the average annual income was between $2,200 and $3,400 a year.
Average annual income. Yeah. That's crazy. Approximately 100 years ago, radio was the main form of home entertainment. Television was 3 years away from being demonstrated. So, again, in home, you talk about listening to the radio in the car and mm-hmm. stuff, but in your home, people would gather around the radio instead of the TV.
Let's go back to that.
Right? We try to entertain you.
And finally, 100 years ago, women had just recently gained the right to vote with the 19th Amendment. They had to work hard for that.
What a difference one century makes. Very interesting.